Heredity and Succession. I would not worry too much about the past. Dispose of its adverse happenings. They never were. Your line of ancestry does not trace back to mortality. You came direct from eternal life. In fact, you are that life on exhibition in the world. Only this morning, a woman stepped into the office who had recently sustained injuries interfering with her ability to navigate. This morning, she walked naturally. Her face was bright and beaming. Her eye was clear and glad. She asked me, "Do you know how I did it?" I kept saying, "Thank God I am able to walk." Here is the key to the situation. Do not think you have to prove anything. You do not. You have to gratefully acknowledge what already is. And the fact is, you are fashioned in perfection. Nothing has been added or subtracted which would mar your symmetry. You never inherited anything less than the best. Evidently, you are rising to the occasion, with the result that the boy is improving. The improvement will go on. This is inevitable in the presence of your intelligent and conscientious effort. Whatever the mother may have done has had no effect on the boy. His heredity is in eternal life. He has inherited its qualities and none other. Among them is the poise and confidence to stand unshaken when error would try to disquiet him. The diseases you mention are very common in the world, and without any fault, in most cases, on the part of the individual. Heredity does the trick in belief. Therefore, annihilate the law of heredity with your patient by realizing that he did not come by the supposed route of human parentage. No one, in fact, comes that way. He started out from and with irrepressible life and has not departed therefrom. How can his life be corrupted or fettered? It cannot and is not. Any excursions he may have taken involving contagious contacts are part of that dream in which, after all, he has not indulged. In other words, he has not been exposed. He is a spiritual man in the pure realm of spirit where no contagions enter. Declare these truths and others you are familiar with, and apply them very definitely to this man. Do not dreamily put them out on the Statue of Liberty. Of course, I am expecting you to make good, not only in this case, but all along the line. The great purpose the Lord has for you cannot be thwarted. The rule of perfect God and perfect woman applies to the girl you are helping. Amplify this rule as you think about her and talk to her. You can handle the case yourself. The harmony of her being cannot be interfered with in the way you have described. Her heredity is from God. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go unto the Father, said Jesus. While Wordsworth paints this glorious picture, trailing clouds of glory do we come from God, who is our home. We are missing you tremendously, but knowing that you will soon be back bigger and finer than ever. Keep in thought how important you are and how desperately you are needed these days. This will speed recovery. You are full this very moment of an energy that cannot be depleted. it has never departed. The obsession of weakness, which tries to depress you, is temporary only. It will soon recede before the truth you so understandingly and faithfully voice. Perfect God and perfect woman is the rule of your existence, which means that God is the all and the only of your being. Thereby, Supreme Being becomes your being, and the power of endless life pervades your whole economy. Presently, you will feel the impulse to put your feet on the floor and move about, and we will all be happy to see you back at your post before long. It may be that the ailment that annoys you is classified as hereditary. Anyhow, it is well to remember that one person can inherit nothing defective from another, because each individual comes from the perfect one, not from a mortal, and therefore succeeds to nothing evil or morbid. He succeeds to life satisfying, harmonious, and exhaustless. Writes Lydia Avery Ward, "Why bowest thou, O soul of mine, crushed by ancestral sin? Thou hast a noble heritage that bids thee victory win. The tainted past may bring forth flowers as blossomed Aaron's rod. No legacy of sin annuls heredity from God.